Début du dialogue 6.
Good morning, Maria. You've been the boss of your company for a good while, and many employees have been working with you for a long time.
I have three generations of workers, and we've been recruiting quite a lot of young workers over the last couple of years. People often ask me why we're pandering to young people in our latest recruitment campaign.
Yes, I've seen the ad. It features eager young things using snazzy mobile devices. Your ad highlights the company's lack of hierarchy and how recruits can choose their own work and talk back to their bosses as they begin what you call their personal development journey.
Huge numbers of young people today are starting their working lives in one of the least welcoming labour markets in modern history. But those with the right skills have never had it so good. Employers have become convinced that they're at the start of a period of famine and that the best talent has to be won at almost all costs.
I suppose that in some rich countries, older workers are retiring later, so bosses have a wider range of ages to manage. As firms endeavour to make promotion more meritocratic, older staff can be dismayed to find that their years of service no longer guarantee advancement. As digital skills become more important, younger workers are whizzing past them.
These young people, born since the early 1980s, are referred to as Generation Y. Rolling out the red carpet for Generation Y is fueling intergenerational grudges everywhere, including in my company. Baby boomers really resent these kids, and Generation X, those born from the mid-1960s to the early 1980s, are fed up with being stuck in the middle. On the one hand, older workers who refuse to retire, and on the other hand, younger ones who they consider are treated far better than they ever were.
Of course, generation gaps are as old as history. But businesses seem to be more worried than before about managing three generations with such different attitudes.
According to the results of a recent survey, people born between 1946 and the mid-1960s aren't slacking off as they age. These baby boomers continue to be hardworking and productive. The middle ranks of Generation X, who might be expected to be battling their way up the corporate ladder, are viewed as the best team players. Generation Y are considered good at tech stuff, but a bit work-shy.
Ernst & Young, the company that conducted the survey you mentioned, wanted to understand the generational challenges in its own workforce. In America, its staff are young. 62% are from Generation Y, 29% from Generation X, and just 9% are baby boomers. To get them to work together, the firm is encouraging them to do voluntary work in cross-generational teams.
Despite their mixed reviews, many of Generation Y, or millennials, as they're also called, have enjoyed swift promotion into managerial positions. Being digital natives has helped them overtake older candidates in jobs where being conversant with such things as social media helps.
Employers may also be promoting them because of three characteristics that often show up in surveys of millennials' attitudes. Their demand to be treated meritocratically, their appetite for responsibility, and their unwillingness to hang around if they don't get what they want.
But the growing number of employees reporting to managers younger than themselves raises the question of how to keep the older employees motivated. When they work under a youthful supervisor, older subordinates may be constantly reminded that they've failed to keep pace.
Fast-growing emerging economies such as India have large young populations, and firms there are also worrying about generational issues. Tata Consulting Service has expanded rapidly in the past few years and now has a workforce of 240,000. 70% of them are under 30. This has put enormous pressure on the firm to change. The company's head of human resources maintains that there's no point in baby boomers and Generation X saying that Generation Y should behave like us. We have to behave like Generation Y.
Fin du dialogue 6.